Okay, gentlemen, so we are learning Hilchos Avelos. We're in middle of Simin Shin Pei Aleph. We spoke about the Isser of Rechitza. We spoke about the Chumra of the Ramah. Lesar Ko Rechitza Kol Lamed. We spoke about the Girsa change that the Shach makes, Machlokas El Yeraba and the and Reb Kiva Eger, that's quoted over here. And we spoke the last thing we discussed was Reb Aaron's notion that there is a fundamental difference between Avelos of Shiva and Avelos of Shloshim, whereas in Avelos of Shiva there's a chiyuv to demonstrate nivol. By Avelos of Shloshim, what we really have is simply that we don't engage in pleasurable activities. There is no chiyuv of nivol per se in the Avelos of Shloshim. That's what we mentioned. Just to go quickly through what remains in Shin Pei Aleph, there's an isser of Sicha, which is that you can't do Sicha Shel Tainuk. Sicha Lahavir as Hazuhama is Mutter, and Sicha Mishum Refuah is also going to be Mutter. We noted that the Mishnah Brura asers using soap, Mikayach Sicha, and Reb Fivel Cohen points out that he doesn't think that it's really going to be an iser of sicha, because if it's lahavir es hazuhama, it is going to be okay. L'cha'ora, putting on deodorant, is that lahavir es hazuhama? I'd assume so. Right? L'cha'ora, that's why you're doing it, so it should be permitted, even if it is sicha, no? Spray deodorant, l'cha'ora, certainly not sicha, no? But a roll-on or stick deodorant, that might be. There is a kula that a Yoledes Avela who feels that she needs to wash is allowed to wash. The Achronim discuss, is it permitted biyom Rishon? And the Shach quotes that if you don't have a tremendous tzorech, even biyom Rishon, if you don't have a tremendous tzorech, so biyom Rishon, al koponim, a Yoledes Avela is not supposed to wash. Now, l'cha'ora, the reason for this would be because Avelos Yom Rishon is d'oraisa. If that's the case, so then for us, who paskin shin sadi tesif yud gimel, the Avelos Yom Rishon is also d'rabbonon, the din would not apply. And even for the mechaber, Avelos Yom Rishon is only d'oraisa if it is Yom Misa ukavura. So therefore, l'cha'ora, this din should not really apply. The mechaber continues that there's a din of an istinus. An istinus is mutter lirchot kogufo, but you can't just tie that you're an istinus. It has to be someone who is yadua, that person is a istinus. Now, the pashtus of the lashon of the mechaber over here is that an istinus is somebody who will be mitzta'er, no? Yavoli day mechosh. What that means is as follows. You know, in Hilchos Shabbos, we have three gradations, right? There is a mechosh, there's a cholosh yin bo sakana, cholosh yesh bo sakana, at least three gradations, maybe more, if you want to get all Rosenzweigian about it, right? There might be more distinctions to make. But the pashtus over here is that a mechosh is someone who is just going to be uncomfortable, considerably uncomfortable. Many people, even during Shiva, I think Rav Schechter mentioned in his, what I thought would be an Avelos Q&A, so even Rav Schechter mentioned that he thinks that it is mutter during Shiva if a person is extremely uncomfortable. There's a Shvera Lashon in the Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Katan Hey, where the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like you're going to come lead to become a Chola She'im Bo Sakana. That is already difficult because we're talking about only someone who will come lidei a mechosh. Sif Dalid, and there's not that much to discuss about Tachfu Avelov. Sif Hey is a nida, should not be tovelas. Now this is a little bit difficult because l'cha'ora, the Issa Rechitza is only an Issa Rechitza Shel Tainug. Over here, when the nida goes to the mikvah, it's not Rechitza Shel Tainug, so it should be mutter. May Ekar Adin L'achronim say fundamentally it should be mutter. The only thing is that since there's no tzorech to go to the mikvah, why go to the mikvah? Since she's Asura and Tashmish Hamita anyway, why go to the mikveh? Now, this is a little bit interesting because maybe she should go to the mikveh to enable chibuk v'nishuk, at least according to the Mechaber in Shin Pei Gimel. I don't fully understand why it's so poshut that you should not go to the mikveh during avelos. Now, what's interesting over here is Reb Fiva Cohen points out in the Badei HaShulchan in his opinion, a man who wants to go to the mikveh, let's say, Letzorech Keri, or the like, is allowed to go to the mikveh during Avelos, no? There are some Hasidish Yidden that go to the mikveh all the time before tefillah. It's like a thing, tefillah before tefillah, right? So, according to Reb Fiva, that's going to be mutter l'cha'ora, it's not so poshut. I would say that if somebody does not always go to the mikveh, so that person, for him, it's not genuinely a tzairah, so it might not be mutter at all. Now, the Ramah assers that a woman is not allowed to be rochetzes lobo shlavonim. Because unlike going to the mikveh, which is right now, and there'll be a benefit right now, when you're rochetzes lobo shlavonim, you're doing like a hefsek tahara, the benefit will only be later on. The Rama says, kosher king, she's not allowed to be rochetzes. As we know, the Shach and the Taz jump up and down, they spit wooden nickels, and they quote from a tshuva of the Masas bin Yamin, that the Masas bin Yamin tainas that you are allowed to be rochetzes lobo shlavonim, because when you're rochetzes, Lobosh levanim, that is not rechitza shel tainug, no? The iser of rechitza is only if it is some sort of rechitza shel tainug, so lecha'ora, it should be mutter, and that's how we paskin. We paskin that a woman is allowed to do a hefsek tahara and be rochet for that purpose, look in the Shach and the Taz. In Shin Pei Aleph Se'if Vav, there's a din that Isha lo ticho v'lo tefarkes bimei avelo. That means that you should not wear makeup during avelos. The Tzitzel Yezer writes in the Tshuva that kosher kain, you should not wear jewelry during avelos. So Fabakon points on the Be'urim over here that lo ra'isi nohagin kain. I didn't see women not take off their rings, take off their jewelry during the avelos. I remember when my mother was sitting shiva for her sister. I'll say the story like this. My mother was sitting shiva for her mother, so all the sisters were still alive at that time. When my grandmother's nefteris, everyone was still alive. They're sitting shiva at my grandmother's house. And my Aunt Toby, who had been the Rebbetzin in Mount Vernon, my uncle had been the Rav in Mount Vernon, so my aunt was the Rebbetzin in Mount Vernon, and she made like a whole big deal about how all the women should take off their rings during Shiva, that you're not allowed to wear rings during Shiva, like the psak of the Tzitz Eliezer. That's what she said during my grandmother's Shiva. Fine, so all the women, my mother and her sisters, they all didn't wear their rings. Everything's very nice. A few years later, as I'm learning more Hilchos Avelos, I notice that Rabbi Willig in his Sefer Al Ella, in the back of the Am Mordechai on Brachos, I believe, he has an addition to his Sefer on Avelos. His mother was Ella, no? So the Kuntres Al Ella is on Avelos. So Rabbi Willig notes that maybe the Minhag HaOlam that women wear jewelry is not wrong, but you can understand the Lashon HaGemara when the Gemara at the beginning of Ksuba says Ein Monin Tachshitin Meha'isha Kol Amid, that's talking about only a Kala, that a Kala is allowed to do Tachshitin. So the Mordechai understands that Tachshitin means certain types of haircuts and taking hair off. But it could be, according to the Mordechai, says Rabbi Willig, there's no Isser of wearing jewelry during Shiva. So, okay, right, again. So let's chazer. The Tzitz Eliezer says, since lo tichov lo tefarkes, you should not wear jewelry. Reb Fiva says the minig is that they wear jewelry. Tzorech iyon. The Tzitz Eliezer says, don't wear jewelry. So my aunt was into not wearing jewelry during Shiva. That's what she told everybody. So then during the Shiva for my aunt, when my aunt Toby passed away, so my mother asked me whether she's allowed to wear jewelry during the Shiva. So I said, listen, if you'd ask me straight up, I would say that you're allowed to, because Rabbi Willig in his Sefer assumes that tachshitin only applies to, like, cutting hair in a particular sort of way. However, since you're sitting Shiva for Toby now, and Toby was very into not wearing jewelry during Shiva when my grandmother passed away, so maybe you shouldn't wear the jewelry. That was my shtickle tira that I told my mother at that time. She liked it. I don't know. I think the Rabbi Aaron Felder, in his book on Avelos, what's it called, Ohalei Yeshurun or something, so in Rabbi Aaron Felder's English book on Avelos, so he quotes from Reb Moshe that women should not wear jewelry during Shiva, but they should wear their wedding ring. Right? In other words, don't wear, like, the engagement ring. Don't wear other rings. But wear the wedding ring. So what exactly is the svara for that? It could be it's something along the lines that the Sefer HaChinuch sounds like that you should always wear your wedding ring to remind yourself that you're married. Right? I always like that. So the reason why our minhag is l'kaddish b'taba'as, so the Ramah writes in Evan HaEzer that there's some reason al pi said, no? The one Evan HaEzer quotes from the Tikkuni Zohar. But the reason al pi nigla is that you always wear the ring, and that reminds you that that you are married. There's a shayla here. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a woman who's a bogeres, who is, let's say, over 12 and a half, since she can get married, she's muteres bekichol upirkos. She's allowed to, a single woman who's sitting Shiva, is allowed to put on makeup. You sit Shiva, everyone's going to come in. So people will begin to notice that there's a young woman who's of marriageable age. So the Mechaber Paskin says, muteres bekichol ubepirkos. That's what he writes. The Tzitz Eliezer Tainos, that the din in Shulchan Aruch, although it's phrased as Bogeres versus Naira, 12 and a half, versus younger than that, but says the Tzitz Eliezer, that's not really true, Ha'idna, because today most girls don't get married at 12 and a half, correct? Was Emma 12 and a half when she got married? Passed, right? L'chora. So if you're older, so since today we don't get married at 12 and a half, so the Tzitz Eliezer says that a bogeres should not have these kulas. The kulas are based on marriageable age. Reb Feivel Cohen has a kula here, worth $1 million. He says he thinks this is like a davar shebeminyan, no? A davar shebeminyan. That since the halacha was that 12 and a half, you're allowed to wear jewelry, you're allowed to wear makeup during Shiva, so that remains the halacha. Right, that the fact that today we don't get married until we're older shouldn't change the din. That's what the Feivel Cohen writes. I mentioned that triplets in my community were saying Shiva this year twice. They lost both parents, and they lost both parents. They're in 12th grade. Are they allowed to wear makeup? So I thought makeup, then they are allowed to wear makeup. Even though people in 12th grade generally don't get married in our communities, but Lameisa Revival is Megal. Again, I don't think they asked me the Shaila. I don't remember them asking me the Shaila about it. I just remember thinking about it. Okay, these are some of the dinim. I should note that Chazon Ovadia, which is Chacham Ovadia Yosef, on page 171, Paskins like the Tzitz Eliezer, that it's totally in marriageable age, he doesn't hold the Sevara of Lo Plug. Let's move on to Simon Shinpei Beis, which are the dinim of Ni'ilas HaSandol. Ni'ilas HaSandol is interesting, because most of us don't wear a sandal, most of us wear sandalim. No? Most people don't wear one shoe. Nachon? You wear two shoes. Right? Unless you're deciding to become Caesar. At that point, you just wear one shoe, Kamoshin Kasa the Gemara, but most of us actually wear two shoes. So you get an impression from this din that Ni'ilas HaSandol, the fact that Reb Feivel notes, the fact that it's written B'Loshin Yachid, indicates that the Isser is even to wear a single shoe. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that there are two chumras in the Mishnah Berurah. One chumra is that not only are leather shoes aser, but Rashi's shita in Maseches Yuma, in the sugya of Kav HaKeta, Rashi's shita is that even wooden shoes are aser to wear. You ever went to Holland? They wear wooden shoes over there or something? That's Rashi's Shita. You shouldn't even wear wooden shoes. The Rambam writes, and Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend this as well on Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam writes that the din of Ne'ilas HaSandol is that you don't feel the ground, no? And therefore, you should, the only shoes that you could wear are shoes that's Koshi Ha'aretz Magi Al Raglov, is when you feel the ground, right? Which is really like a very flimsy type of shoe, no? If you feel Koshi Ha'aretz Magi Al Raglov. So Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim that although Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like both of these chumras, and me'ikar hadin, you shouldn't scream at people who don't keep these chumras. But if you want to be machmir, it's a good idea to be machmir and not to wear any shoes on Yom HaKippurim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Yudal et Sifkotin Hay. So that would mean, right, there's some, you know that stupid video about the crazy things people say during Shivas? So this guy walks in and he sees the others wearing Crocs. He's like, you know, Rebbe Yashiv Kaka asked you something. Mr. Amar, you got some sort of kula, no? You got a kula? You know what I'm talking? What?
You can actually feel the ground with them.
So Crocs are interesting. Can you feel the ground with Crocs? I don't know. Not if you use them properly. Only if you walk with like a sidestep a bit.
It's like cheap ones you buy from Amazing Savings.
What?
The cheap ones you buy from Amazing Savings, you feel
it. You feel the ground. Oh, so that's Gevaldik. Then you're Yotzei L'Chaladeus. I don't know. They say that Rebbe Yashiv Asher cracks. When Tisha B'Av and then Yom HaKippurim. Would that chumra apply, like the idiot in that YouTube video, would that chumra apply to Avelos? So Reb Fivel Cohen is Makel. He's Makel. Now, he notes as follows. You see, when we talk about chumra number one, of not wearing even wooden shoes during Avelos, that comes from a Shita of Rashi. So Reb Fivel says, listen, the halacha is halacha kedivrei ha-mekel ba'avel, that will be mekel, ubefrat, in this case, a Shulchan Aruch is mekel, and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, there's no need to have that chumra by Avelos, so you're allowed to wear wooden shoes during Avelos. The second chumra, the chumra that you need koshi ha-oretz magi al-raglov, based on the Rambam, so Fivel says something that's very interesting. He says that on Yom HaKippurim, how do you know that Ne'ilas HaSandol was Asur? The Torah never writes, don't wear shoes. The Torah writes, Ta'anu Asnaf Shel Seichem. There's a din of Inui. However, by Avelos, we learn that the Isser is Na'al. No? If you remember, we learn a lot of dinim of Avelos based on what Yechezkel was told to do, and we do Fakeret. No, it's amazing that we do the opposite of what the prophet was told. Right? That's how we know many dinim of Avelos. So Yechezkel Hanavi is told that he should not remove his shoes. So therefore, we remove our shoes. Right? Yechezkel is told, right, and it uses a lashon of na'al. And na'al in Tanakh means only leather shoes. Moshe Kosov, ana'aleich tachash. Na'al means only leather shoes. If that's the case, so we could make the distinction, says Reb Fivel, between Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and maybe Tisha B'Av is considered like Yom HaKippurim as well, and Hilchos Avelos. Whereas on Yom HaKippurim, Al Kol Panim, there's a din of Inui, so therefore you have to feel Koshi Ha'aret, but by Avelos, it's only a din of Na'al. And we define na'al as being leather. So therefore, it's not leather, you're allowed to... if it's not leather, you're allowed to wear it. And even on Yom Rishon of Avelos, which according to some is de'oraisa, and maybe one can make a case that maybe in that case you should be choshesh for the Rambam, blah, blah, right? That you have to just wear your socks so that you feel the koshi ha'aretz. But says Reb Fivel Cohen, whoa, let's go slowly. When Yom Rishon of Avelos is Da'iraisa, what does that mean? The Ramban famously tells us on page 212 in the Torah HaAdam The Ramban writes that the din of Avelus d'Oraisa only applies that we should not do idunim. No? But min ha-Torah, there's no inyan to be mitzayer ourselves. And therefore the Ramban says that shoes are not included in the Avelus d'Oraisa. No? So l'cha'ora, now, according to the Rambam, shoes would be included in Avelus d'Oraisa. But the question is, how far you got to go? So you want to say, maybe I'm consistent. It's Rambam. I don't know. He doesn't seem to like that idea very much. Yossi had a question. Oh, by the way, look at the Beis Hillel here on Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Hillel writes that you should be machmir to not wear any shoes during Avelus as well, just like on Yom HaKippurim. Now, whether this applies to Tisha B'Av or not, L'cha'ira depends on the Chakira that Reb Velvel Soloveitchik has in his Sefer regarding Tisha B'Av. You see, there are two reasons why a machmir, let's say on the Ilas HaSandal, on Tisha B'Av. One reason is because Tisha B'Av is a din of Avelus. The other reason is because Tisha B'Av has a din of Tainus. No? Tisha B'Av is like Tainus and Avelus. Now, mitzad the Avelus, I could wear leather, I could wear non-leather shoes. Mitzad the Tainus aspect, the fact that Tisha is Domet Yom HaKippurim, I shouldn't. So that's already an interesting mix, right? That Tisha B'Av has aspects of both Avelus and Tainus, and we could apply it that way. Now I can take Yossi Katz's question.
Is there any comparison to the other area of where we can take off our shoes by the Harbais?
Hard to know. I'll only say the comparison like this. It's a shtickle Torah that Shai Schechter told me once when I used to learn with Shai. Sometimes we'd begin Seder and he would like tell me a drasha of his. So I thought this is a great drasha. You know, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the snack, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, take off your shoes. What's the pshat? So pshat might be like this. If you ever were walking outside without shoes, it hurts. No? If you ever walked on like a gravel, like in camp, you probably did this a few times. It says tutvei, asach, nein? It hurts a lot. So Shai said, that's the pshat. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, take off your shoe. Shana alecha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to be the leader of Christ, so you got to feel the pain. If you don't feel the pain, so then you can't be a leader. Right? That's already like amkus in the sense that that's taking a Rambam's approach to the Ilus HaSandal. That the din is where the Koshi HaOretz is Magia L'Raglav. No? That's the pshat, that you have to feel it. But that's already mixing Lumdus with Hashgafa.
Well, this is where we're going to say the same sheet does. With Malchus, only leather or some sort of, you know, more mikdash, take off everything? Or?
So, maybe. I mean, that's already, I don't know. I haven't, like, made the parallel here to Mor HaMikdash. I haven't really thought in those terms. I'm sure we could, but haven't done it. Fine. Now, some of the other dinim that come up with respect to Ne'ilas HaSandal. Is as follows. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a chaya. Now, a chaya does not mean a wild animal in this context. A chaya means a woman who just had a baby is allowed to wear ni'ilas sandal. Is allowed to wear leather shoes. Yesh lachkar bizman hazeh, that we have pretty good shoes, right? The din of a chaya is that we're worried she'll catch a chill, and if she'll catch a chill, chas v'shalom could be dangerous. So that's why she wears leather shoes. Does that still apply bisman hazeh? When we have very fine, we have very fine non-leather shoes, so that can also keep you warm. So maybe the din doesn't apply. So Reb Feivel is inclined that the din still applies. Right? He says that l'cha'ora, you see that the poskim never said that you have to avoid this heter of a chayav. And mistoma, that means that the heter applies in all situations. That maybe we're worried that people will be mistayeg, that they will be concerned to employ this heter. So therefore we say, you know what, the heter is carte blanche. Similarly, it says in the Shach that if you have a maka baragloy, you're allowed to wear leather shoes. Yesh lachkar, does that mean only on the foot where I have the maka? No? What about my other foot? So again, we're worried that people might be mistayek from the heter. So l'cha'ora, we give these heterim carte blanche, no? We give these heterim clearly across the board because we don't want people to be worried about the heter. Now the Taz, for some reason, quotes that when you have a heter to wear leather shoes, you should put dirt in the shoe. Now, Yesh La'ayin, that the Taz only quotes this on the din of someone who's going in front of the Tsar and needs to wear leather shoes. I don't know if any of you were born yet, but when Joel Lieberman was running for vice president, so there was a whole taina on Senator Lieberman, how come he was wearing leather shoes on Tisha B'Av? No? Anyone remember this? There was a New York Times article about Senator Lieberman. How come he was wearing... I'm sure you could Google it and find it. How come he was wearing leather shoes on Tisha B'Av, a whole thing. Technically speaking, if you're holy kol fnei hasar, you're allowed to wear leather shoes. The Achronim say, the Taz writes that you should put dirt in it. How come the Taz only quotes this din on someone who's holy kol fnei hasar? How come he doesn't quote it on Chaya? He doesn't quote it on Chola. How can the Taz only quotes it over here? It's Tzarech Iyun. It's not exactly clear. The Alter Rebbe writes in his Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim that if you have to wear leather shoes, what you should do is you should wear the right shoe on the left foot, the left shoe on the right foot. Yesh La'ayin is the Alter Rebbe saying it Medina or as a Chumrah. Pashtas is it's a Chumrah. Although the other poskim who quote this quote it Medina, it's not at all Pashut that it should apply Medina l'chora, that is just some sort of chumrah. We have other... there are other kulas regarding wearing the leather shoes, etc. When you take them off, that's found in Simon Shin Ayin Hay, and that's referenced here at the end of Shin Pei Beis. Let's talk about Shin Pei Gimel, about the Isser of Tashmish Hamita. I told you, we're picking up the pace, gentlemen, no? So the Isser of Tashmish Hamita, the Ramban writes on page Kuf Ayin Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, that the Isser of Tashmish Hamita by Avelos is only Tashmish Hamita, Chibuk and Nishuk is Mutter. Rama over here quotes that Rabbeinu Yeruchim answers Chibuk v'Nishuk as well. Now, what's interesting is that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Ramban are coming from different perspectives. The Gemara says that you're allowed to eat from the same plate, and harchatzas panav yodav araglav is mutter, etc. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying, oh, only those things that are mutter, but everything else is aser. So chibuk v'nishuk is aser. The Ramban says, no. Everything is mutter besides tashmish shamita. No? They're arguing, like, on what is the stam din? And the Mesa, we are machmir on Tashmish Hamita and on Chibuk V'Nishuk, but Reb Vival notes that L'chair, if you really take Rabbeinu Yeruchim seriously, so then you should also have to apply all the harchakos of Nida besides eating from the same plate, etc. Besides the ones, right? In other words, if the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is correct, so only those three things that we have beferish in the Gemara are mutar, right? Everything else, lemaisa, we're going to say is usar. That's what emerges, right? That's what emerges from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That's from Fibel Cohen's Ha'ara. Yesh lachkar azoy. How come we're mekel on certain things? How come we're mekel on a mezigas hakais? So the reason we make on Mezigas HaKos is that unlike Nida, when we're worried that you might get carried away and violate an Isser, Avelos is more chummer to people. And we're not worried that you'll get carried away and violate an Isser. So Yesh Lachkar in the following situations, right? Let's say she is both a Nida and during Avelos, can you be make on these things or not? Tzarech Iyan, that's Badei HaShulchan, page Reish Aleph. They are may ikar din allowed to sleep in the same bed, but mishum leich leich amrin nizira, we tell them not to sleep in the same bed. Fine. Now we ask the question: how come lemaisa we are only machmir on Tashmir Shamita and Kippa Panisha, if we really hold with the Rabbeinu Yerucham, we should be machmir on everything besides Hatzos, Hamita, etc. So I thought maybe the pshat over here is based on what Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a targum on the pasuk, Eis v'achadoik ve'eis v'chof mechabeik. Where is that verse, gentlemen?
Koheles,
Ecclesiastes, no? By the way, worst English translation of any Sefer in Tanakh is Koheles, no? Into Ecclesiastes. If you know what Koheles is, you'll know what Ecclesiastes is. If you don't know, it's a really bad translation. The translation that doesn't translate is not a good translation. It's like phylacteries is the most useless English word, no? If you know what tefillin is, right? You know what tefillin is. If you don't know what tefillin is, the word phylacteries will not help you. Kihuzet. Oh, it's phylacteries. Oh, thank you. Like, you know, you may as well tell some guy it's called tefillin. Won't help. Yeah.
That is
a
Ecclesiastical means like gathering.
Yeah, that's Koheles. It's the same thing. I understand. But it's still a bad translation. Weiter. So the Targum on Esach HaBagvesi Chok Mechabek Taina is that you're not supposed to hug and kiss your wife during Avelos. We'll skip Shin Pei Gimel Sef Beis about Chosin and Kala when one of them becomes an Avel. Next, Shin Pei Daled. There's an Isra of Talmud Torah for an Avel. Now, is this Isra of Talmud Torah for an Avel the same as the Isra of Talmud Torah, let's say, on Tisha B'Av, or is it different? Interesting. The Gemara Sof Tainus on Daf Lamed says that Talmud Torah is usur because Pikudei Hashem Yishurim, right? That words of Torah make you Misam Chilev, it makes you happy. The Gemara in Moed Kutin Tesvav says that Talmud Torah is usur ba'avel because of Heonik Dom. Heonik Dom means shut up, be silent, be quiet. Based on this, Rabbi Nutam, Biyalduso, right, Taisus on Chaf Aleph quotes in Rabbi Nutam's youth, he felt that it's two different dinim in Gansen. And to show that it's two different dinim in Gansen, he says, oh, the din by Avelos is Heonikdom, and therefore it's usher to even learn Devarim Haraim. During Avelos, you can't learn Eoven Yermia, you can't learn Hilchas Avelos, you can't learn nothing. That's what Rabbi Nutam says. Later on, the requotes of the Isik Nusa, Rabbeinu Tam, changed his mind. He felt it's mutter. The Raya, and therefore, it's mutter to learn Dvarim HaRa'im. In other words, later on, what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that, hey, Anik Doim really means be quiet and don't do those stuff that make you happy. It's interesting that the Shach over here only quotes the Pasuk of Pekudei Hashem Yesharim. The first Shach in Shin Pei Dalad, Lachori, you should quote the Pasuk of, hey, Anik Doim. But I think we're just saying that the Rabbeinu Tam is pardon is like almost pushed into the wastebasket. That Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. The Ma'aseh we don't hold of it at all. Now there is a kula called Limud Seder Hayoyim. Anything that everyone learns on a regular basis is permitted, right? For example, you're allowed to daven and say Izahu Makoman. Why? Seder Hayom is mutter. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, Sif Katan Zayin, he gives you a whole arichus devarim about what is considered Seder Hayom. Are you allowed to say Tehillim during Avelos? I remember when Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecharo Livracha, was sitting Shiva for his wife, right? So Rav Aaron was saying Tehillim the whole time. And some people say, how are you allowed to say Tehillim? I said, this is Talmud Torah. Rav Feivel Cohen is Mekel. That you're allowed to say Tehillim because it's called Seder Hayom. That's a little bit schwer why he called that Seder Hayom, because the Badei HaShulchan himself defines Seder Hayom as only stuff that everybody does. Not everybody says Tehillim. No? If that's the case, by the way, not everybody does it, so I think we'd have no heter to say Karbanos. Oh boy. Right?
Maybe something everyone should do.
Everyone should do. Right, that's already.
Is that Talmud Torah? Just reading Tehillim?
Why not? I get a mitzvah.
Make a seim on it? Like, you're just reading it.
Yeah. You're allowed to make a seim on Torah Shebiksav even if you don't really have Havana. Sure. Should be permitted. So, Rev Shechter Shlita in the Sefer Bikvei Atzom, page 94, defines the heter of Seder Hayom as based on Arshtikol Torah. Once we're saying against Rabbeinu Tam in his youth, we're saying that the nature of the Isra Talmud Torah is only something that's Misameach. So how happy do you get when you learn Bekiyas? No? There's like such a Rablachman Svara. No? How happy you get? Come on. Right? You're just saying the words. You get happy from it. No, you get happy when you learn ba'amkus. Then you get happy. That's already an interesting story. There is a Me'iri who says that there's no heter seder yom and yom rishon of avelos. Because since yom rishon is dairaisa, that lahor is not accepted by poskim, but it certainly is interesting. Now Rav Soloveitchik understood that there's a separate iser of Talmud Torah ba'avel, that the avel is not allowed to teach. Teaching the rabbim is more usher, and that's why we see dinim about like being married mitorgamon and stuff like that. That's going to be usher. The Rav felt that there's a separate iser of teaching. And based on this, Reb Fievel Cohen seems to have the same idea on page Rashi Gimel. It says in Shulchan Aruch that an avel is not supposed to get an aliyah. Even if you called an avel up to get an aliyah, the Siddur Derech HaChayim, the Nesivus writes that you shouldn't go up to accept the aliyah. Don't get aliyahs. On Shabbos, so it's considered avelos b'far. Rabbi Nutam got an aliyah on Shabbos because he felt it would be avelos b'far hezi. If not, we assume that the avel should not get an aliyah on Shabbos. Shabbos mincha, you're allowed to get an aliyah if you got up from Shiva. If you already called him up, right, maybe you'd be able to go in that case because I'd be avelos b'far hezi. That's where I hear. But l'cha ora, there's, what's the pshat? How come you can't get an aliyah? L'maisa, the avil's in shul. No one ever says the avil has to leave and walk out there and kriyas haTorah. So how come he's not allowed to get an aliyah? Right? If it's mutter to listen, because that's seder hayayim, how come you can't get an aliyah? So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, this is a raya to my yisod, that there's an independent iser of teaching Torah. That's the way the Rav understood it. There's much more to be said, but Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful day.